Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 at the hour. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ed Harrington is here. Ed's CEO of Ideas To Go. Put a .com on the end of that, ideastogo.com, and you'll find his website. You'll find his book, Outsmart Your Instincts. Ed, remind us about Ideas To Go.
We are a ideating company, in essence, brainstorming. So when people, usually large clients, the corporate kind of clients, want to come up with new ideas, they come in and we facilitate a session, and we have these wonderful folks called creative consumer associates who are selected for being very imaginative.
Like a focus group.
Well, you know, Jim, it's like a focus group and not like a focus group. So in a focus group, you're looking for opinion. We don't care if you like an idea or not. We just want to hear something different.
So is this like the credit card story you were telling us about?
Yeah, exactly. What should our new credit card be like? And, we got a note and said, hey, should it be blue or green? And I said, hey, what color should it be? Because that's how we do questions. We don't give yes or no questions. We give open-ended ones. And I love your tweed color because that would have been absolutely perfect, Jim.
When people ask me what my favorite color is, I tell them tweed.
Well, because
I'm a smart aleck, that's the reason.
Of course it is. So that's what I do. Now another note comes in, and they hand it to the person in front, and I just grab the note, right? And I said, I'll read it. And on the note it says, will you tell that jerk to ask the question the way I put it? So the note was not for me to read. It was for the other person to read. And I'm standing there looking at this note of this guy who's basically saying, tell that jerk to ask the question the way I wrote it. And guess what I did?
I don't know.
I asked the question the way he wrote it. Wasn't that big a deal to me?
Did it help?
No.
Did it help?
Oh, I am telling you, he came in the room later. He went from difficult to absolutely calm and helpful.
Wow.
He was so embarrassed that he did that. But, of course, he was being a little bit surreptitious.
Yeah.
So I like to tell you a story that is one of the really good pieces of advice.
A success story. Yeah, we need a success story.
Well, I don't know if you call this a success story, but I felt successful because I was actually going to cruise. And it started in Monte Carlo, Monaco.
Wow, I've been there. It's beautiful.
It's absolutely stunning. I agree. Well, years ago, somebody told me if you ever get a chance to, what they said was, hey, Monaco's, it's really nice. I love it there. And I said, I'd love to go there. And they said, it's beautiful. You ever get a chance, go. So flash forward a few decades, and I'm going. So I wrote to this person and said, hey, I'm coming there. I'd love to, if we could even meet or I said this, Jim, or get an autographed picture, because this was His Serene Highness, Prince Albert II of Monaco.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Years ago, I worked in an inn, and he stayed there for a month when he was a student at Amherst College.
Yeah.
And, so I got a note back from them. They said he's, happy to give an audience.
He's a good guy. I met him once.
Oh, I did too. So we have something in common.
He's a party. He likes to party. So what happened?
So I got invited to the royal palace, the princely palace.
Wow.
And go up. And it was a private audience with him for 30 minutes. He was so gracious. It was beyond words. But when I talked about what I did, he said, I know what's a real problem. And I said, what? He said, when people have ideas, they can't let go of their own idea. And they sit and they, they pr- preach, they push it and push it and push it. And he's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to generate a lot of ideas, you can't spend 30 minutes on one.
Right.
And if you're stuck on that idea, you know. So I'm looking at him going, good for you, Prince. He really was, he was really just so
wiser.
Nice
wiser than you know. Thought he might be, probably, right?
Well, you know, yes, wiser. Although, like, you know, I knew him when he was a student.
Yeah.
And so went to a great school and all that. But I hate to say it, nicer than I thought.
Well, but how self-aware would that was that statement? I mean, that was a really self-aware statement. And that's the thing we all need to do. If we're going to help ourselves and other people, we need to be self-aware. I mean, I have a strong personality, and I have to have a word with myself. If I were going into an ideation – no, seriously, and if I were going in – if you invited me to come to an ideation session, I'd have to have a word with myself before I went in. I'd have to say, Jim, don't talk for 15 minutes.
Jim, you're the kind of person I would take aside. and you say, wow, you're really good, but you're influencing everybody else.
I would have to do that. I would have to slow it. And only because – not because you wouldn't like my ideas, because my ideas are awesome – but because other people need to get it out. So anyway, that's the story, and that's the story I'm sticking to. Hey Ed, I need your website one more time, please.
Okay, it's ideas2go.com. It's all letters, no number two in there. ideastogo.com.
There you go. Pretty
that's
easy.
That's my website.
Good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen, Outsmart Your Instincts. That's his book. I got to take a quick break. Gonna come back. We got some really important stuff to talk about after the break. I'm Jim Blyson. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.